But for those who are concerned about Mike Church, the King Dude, during this live broadcast here in the throne room,
yes,
you will be 6 feet away from Michael Hitchborn. So the two of you will not be coughing on each other.
So we have perfect social distancing here, and that makes my mother happy. Speaking of mothers, my mother called me yesterday. We're sending me messages. She's in North Carolina. I'm here. And checking in. She goes, the news is so bad out of Louisiana. I said, our governor is a demented propagandist lunatic. He is, and this is true with so many of these guys, they are far too, they are enjoying this far too much. And they were extending the bounds. They're extending the bounds of, I think, their credibility, and they're extending the bounds of what they can get away with. And I think that's part of the plan. You know, Mike and I were talking this morning, and we were talking with Mr. Hitchborn last night, and then with James, the founder of Crusade, and with Father Carney. None of us have figured out what the end game is here. I still don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but I do know it has nothing to do with this stupid disease. I do know that. I can, you know why? And I'm gonna. We're gonna talk a little bit about statistics today. We'll talk a little bit about the statistics today. But I gotta tell you, Crusaders and Mike, the stats don't matter anymore. We have conclusively proven this is not a pandemic. It has been conclusively been data-driven with data now, hard data. Now we're getting better data out of Italy. So the COVID-19 deaths can you can get some proportionality on them now. The deaths in New Tenochtitlan City, where Andrew Cuomo Quattle is and Comrade de Blasio are raining terror on their citizens and terrorizing them. The data is now not debatable anymore. I don't think anyone would sit down and have a debate over the data. So what the data shows, and if you go to the Maggie O'Connell was sending me the this earlier today. If you here's a website I want you all to remember. If you want to get the real data, and you can see some of the charts in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. I want you to bookmark this website. Okay, you ready? SWPRS.org. SWPRS.org. That's a Swiss doctor on COVID-19. Top of the site, you'll see the Swiss Propaganda Research Project. So if you click the on the homepage, there's a, I think in the middle of the page, there's a daily update, and you can read it in either German, it says Deutsche, or English. Click the English, and then you'll get the page that I'm on. And the April the 2nd updates, so yesterday's updates are there. He will update later on today, and you'll get the April the 3rd. But you can see all of these updates here. And let me just give you some of what we got, and Mrs. O'Connell has put them in the chat room. Let me do Switzerland, because we haven't talked about Switzerland. The Swiss Federal Office of Public Health reports that approximately 139,330 COVID-19 tests have been carried out so far, of which the result was positive in 15% of the cases. Now, that's significant right there. And that matches pretty much the caseload in the state of Louisiana and in New Tenochtitlan, anywhere else where there is testing. You have, on average, in the general pop, if you will, 12 to 15% positive test. Okay. That number has remained consistent for over 30 days. That means there is no epidemic. There should be no panic. It's not going up. So if it were, then the rate of infections to test would grow exponentially. That has not happened. These governors are out of their flipping minds with this mitigation strategy here. So the first thing we can get from the data that we have is that the rate of infection as compared to a percentage of the test that come back positive or negative is 0.0 gain. Actually, I think it's like 0.4% increase. You can explain that away. You know, when you get a public opinion poll on an election, they give you a plus or minus 3 to 4 percentage points. That's not a significant trend. Okay, so let's establish that. Why the panic then? This is why all of us are pulling our hair out and wondering what in the hell's going on here, because this can't possibly be about the disease. And that's the point that I want to make to you, and I want you to continue making to your numbnut friends out there. Like, Mrs. O'Connell, can you find the, on Twitter, one mistake it will kill you, shouldn't be very hard, to find the video of this maniacal woman? I think she's hashtagging on Twitter. Karen, do you remember? The one that went up to the two young guys in the car and were screaming and hollering at them that they that she had called the cops on them.
I actually had that audio, but it's I need to censor it because she curses twice.
Oh, does she curse?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but what she does is, Mike's nodding his head because he saw it too. So, these two young guys that are going like, screw this, we're leaving the house. So, as they back out of the driveway, this woman comes running across her lawn and runs up there, stop, I called the cops on you. We're supposed to be inside. We're supposed to be just sheltering in place. You're not allowed to go out joyriding. And so he rolls the window down, and she is up inside his car almost, and you can see the spittle coming out of her mouth. I'm like, dude, you're slobbering all over this guy. And she rats, and she said, I called the cops on you. So another thing that we've learned here, the brown shirts are out and they are real. The brown shirt, people keep asking me, Bitter Church, please, what's a brown shirt? In Nazi Germany, before the war, when the purge began, if you will, the Jews and the undesirables, people like Klaus Stauffenberg, of course, Stauffenberg wasn't caught, but the Stauffenbergs, the Catholics, and the other Orthodox Christians that were not going along with the Nazi regime, this is why they had secret police, the Geheime Polizei. We found out last week, the Geheime Polizei is, that's German for the secret police. The secret police were responding to calls or messages that were sent to them by concerned citizens that certain people weren't going along with the Third Reich program, right? And the Geheime Police, you get a, da, Geheime Polizei opens up, right? This is now happening in America. Governors issue orders. The Geheime Polizei see someone, you, there are five people in the garage drinking beer. People are, police are now having to respond to calls for the secret police now. Neighbors ratting out neighbors. Now, there's a couple things that bother me about this, the least of which, if I can read the statistics from New York, for example, why can't somebody else? And I'm not a genius. I may be a little bit more inquisitive than other people. I'll give you an example. So yesterday I posted this. Let me see. I have this. I'll load it into the chat room for you. Daily data summary for New Tenochtitlan City. And what we learn here, if we look very closely at here, I'll put it in there. You can see it in the chat room now so we can all see it. Okay. So I did this yesterday on the show, and now I've actually made the graphic for idiots that don't understand. Look at the no underlying condition deaths. Now, this is as of April the 1st. In all of New York City, New Tenochtitlan City, there have been a grand total of 14 deaths that did not have a comorbidity. 14 people have died with no comorbidity. What the hell? You shut the entire great empire state down, the Big Apple down, because 14 people died? I will guarantee you, on Manhattan Island alone, 14 babies were more than 14 babies were murdered yesterday in a Planned Parenthood clinic.
It's funny that you bring that up. I took this graphic that you posted and I put it on my personal Facebook page, King Dude. I literally had people in public outcry telling me, I thought you were pro-life, Mike. I thought you were pro-life. 14 people died.
14 people! Hey, we have a mortality rate in the United States. You know what it is? 2.8 million people die every year in the United States. You might want to walk up to your friend and go, did you know the other people that people die every year? No, they don't. Not until COVID-19. I mean, this is, I don't know, you're a Marine.
Yes.
Before you were a Marine, did you? What is your educational field of study?
Finance and accounting.
I'm sorry. Okay, so finance and accounting. I thought you were, you might have said one of the other fields. One of the things that we should that we should learn in any field, though, is you should learn the ability to critically assess anything. Now, as a Marine officer, you have to critically assess a battlefield, right?
You have to make decisions, and you have to know that.
But you have to use real data.
You go with what you know. Yeah,
right.
Whatever you know at the time.
So you don't guess, well, we don't know if there's 1,000 guys on the other side of that ridge or there's 10. Well, get me some freaking recon, soldier, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I need to know. I'm not going to go over, if there's 1,000, we're not going to try and take the hill.